Okay, Isa v'shulchan aruch. Hadayin yire kilu cherev menachas kilu gehenim besucha tachto mitachto. Hadayin paskins. So hadayin has to look at it. Has to feel as if mamish gehenim's over there. In other words, has to feel the goyd lachray, so to speak, of being done in Torah al pi emes. So why does it have to be so scary for the dayin? So inyanu ki aloi shnayim shabou ledin, two people shabou ledin me'ezah sibaboin. Two people that come to Din Torah, me'ez a siba, for what siba they coming to Din Torah? Hal kochoch, sho'echad reitze l'shaker, v'litain mama in chaveir echinom. One of them wants to lie. Hal kene kron, okay, whatever. So that's the nakuda that he's going to explain that when I said din is din. Right? Din, you ma'ir a din. That's a musak of a Din Torah. It's ma'ir a din already. In other words, you've got to be very careful. Gehenim psucha tachtov, because if you're calling it a Din Torah, So it's Mo'ir Adin. The whole Tachlis says the Stoim. Why was Stoim punished? Because everything, all their rishis was all Oskehalten al Pidin. That's what their courts paskin the rishis. So that's why the Banshalam was so chum over them. Because if a person says that he's doing wrong, but it's not al Pidin, no, right? He does good. But if a person's speaking in the name of law, so that's Gehenim Sukhatah, then your Mo'ir Midas Adin. So whatever you're gonna do is gonna Mo'ir Adin. If you speak in the name of law and you do the opposite, so you Mo'ir Adinim. So then the din is very, very, very chumrah. That's the whole inyan of the chumrah of going to our koyos, because the whole din of going to our koyos, they're speaking in the name of din. So mele it's Mo'ir Adin. But it's Mo'ir Adin, it's our koyos. That's Hashem Elokim is Mo'ir Adin, and you're taking that din to Bechinach Lahavdil of Lehim Acherim. So that's that the Memele, you're Mo'ir Adin. That's why Avodah Zarah is Sechon. The Motor way, Hashem Elokim Beniftar about Chim Saratim Avantim Lehim Acherim. Shat is, you're going, a person goes to our cause, so she wants to hear the din of Goyim. You want to hear the din of Goyim? by speaking in the name of din, you're Mo'ir Adin. And if you're Mo'ir Adin, then that's very powerful. It says that, like, Shchov, I think Yerushalayim, or the Chorva Elav Nesha, and the Dinim. The wrong Dinim. So there also times a bit of English, the Dayanim, the Ibus Adin is the Mo'ir, the worst Bechin of Dinim. So Pirkei Avos begins with Heavy Mesunim Adin. The whole word Mesunim means calm. Right? Slow, calm, not dindik. Because the more calm you are, is fakir, the more you mamtik the Dinim. But the more din a person is, he's Mo'ir Dinim. Going to our kois, you're speaking in the name of law, and you're going to the bechinah of chas v'sham, elohim acherim. So that's a terrible zach. Elohim acherim, elohim is a shame of din, and elohim acherim means that you're taking the din chas v'sham to think. So that's ma'ira, ma'idik a kitchuk. Din Torah is fakir. Because the din Torah is betzim from bina, right? Torah is a bechinah of bina. Pshat is the bina. What's the Rishin Chacham and Bina? It's a Pelvic Gezach. Inin of Din Torah. Why is it called a Din Torah? Pshat is Din is Din. Torah is Mamtik the Din. Right? On one hand, you see that Torah is given Mepia Gvura. Aber Mitzacheni, the Din Torah, that's Mamtik the Din. What's Shad is Mamtik the Din? Because we know that the Kayach and Antakas Adinim is in Bina. Bina is the Sherish of Gvuras. And Ein Hadinim Nimtokim Ela B'Sharoshon. So that's where the Dinim are Nimtak in Bina. Right, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin, and Yom Kippur is the whole day of Kabbalah, the whole day is in Bina, it's all the Chin of Bina, and that's the Hamtaka of the Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah, that's the Mechilas Avoinus. Which Chel, what's the difference between Chachma and Bina? So you do it, Chachma is a Riyah Klalis, and Bina is when you chop it up. The Sod of Mevin Dova, Mitoich Dova, that's Bina. That's the Bina Chelik of Torah, right? The Bina Chelik of Torah. And that's what Dayanim do. Harry, what do Dayanim do? Then Dayan, what quality does Dayan have to have? To be Mizdama Milsa La Milsa, right? You can't paskin straight out of it, though. So you've got to be Mizdama Milsa La Milsa. You've got to be Mevin Dova Mitech Dova, which was what Rashi Al HaTorah explains. That's Tuna, that's Bina. To be Mevin Dova Mitech Dova. So Dayanim, they are Mizdama Milsa La Milsa. Their whole Chelik of Torah is a Chelik of Torah of Bina, is a Chelik of Torah of Mevin Dova Mitech Dova. So then that's the Hamtaka of the Dinim. So Din Torah. A din Torah is the hamtaka of the din. It's a din, although it's in a chelik of Torah that's gufa mamtik with din. And that's why That's why the Dayanim of Emes, by them judging right, is their mamtik, the taka mamtik the dinim, because they take taka the dinim, but they put the dinim into a chelik of Torah, into a chelik of bina of Torah. That's the hantakas of dinim. That's why it's called the din Torah. The din is the gevuras, and the Torah is the hantak. He's going to compare it now to Yaakov and Esav. Al kein ikram b'chinas Yaakov and Esav. Ki shama yagam kein kein. Sherotza Esav likach mi Yaakov abrachas. Esav wants to take from Yaakov the brachas. Shayim agiyan v'emes li Yaakov kenoida. V'adin hu v'soid Yitzchak shuhu din. In other words, that's mamish din Torah going on over here. Yitzchak's midas ha-gvura, he's the dying. And you got Esau who's coming to be Meshaker to say the brachas belong to him. And then you got Yaakov. So pshat is the whole inyan of giving the brachas, Yaakov is the middle of Torah. Right? He's the middle of Torah. So the whole inyan of giving of Yitzchak Avinu giving the brachas to Yaakov, that's called the din Torah. Yitzchak is middle of din, Yaakov is middle of Torah. The Maranayim portrays it as a din Torah. And that's a din Torah giving the brachas to Yaakov, being machriya le kibbut le tzad Yaakov. Your machriya le Yaakov means that your din Torah, you're giving the din to the vechina of Torah. That's the vechina of Yaakov. You're giving the din to Esav, giving the din to Esav. So then Esav just takes the gvuras and he makes dama to the gvuras. He makes gvuras out of the gvuras. There's no hamtaka by giving gvuras to Esav. It makes it worse. Or by giving the din to Yaakov, you know, that's the vechina of Yaakov is Torah, and that's the vechina of din Torah. Of din Torah. Din Torah is a hamtaka of the midas adin. That's why it says that Yaakov Avinu, it says there when he bought his father the food, it says that he gave his father yain. Right? Pasuk Chav says he gave his father yain. That's the vote of giving his father yain, because yain is mismazik. How do you make yain? You make yain is be'etzem yain. You mazik yain, you put mayim in the yain. You got to dilute the yain. You drink yain that's been diluted. Yain is yidua, is bina, right? Shemen is chokhmah, and yain is bina. Bina is the sherish of gvuras. So yain is bina. Or when the gvura is, when you put the mayim into the yain, you have to be mamzik the yain. That's what it says, the shalish echad. There's one for every four shal yain. It says that the mizuk, the diluting, is three. But three is the Yaakov Avinu. It's the bechina, the third of the ovis. And so he bought Yitzchak Avinu yain. Arizal says he bought Yitzchak Avinu yain with mayim, and therefore he was mamzik. You made a mizik for the midas adin for the gvuras. In other words, the midas gvuras that are coming from Yitzchak, he was mamzik them. And that's the vod. The vod is why do you put mayim into yain? Because yain is bina, and bina is tak gvuras. That's the yain before the mizik. Oh, it's the shoresh of gvuras. That's where the gvuras is nimtak. The gvuras is nimtak in bina. So therefore, mayim, yayin, which is bina, which is shoresh of gvuras, the teva is to put mayim into it, and that's the hamtaka of the din, because that is yayin. Yayin is bina, and bina is tak gvuras, but that's where the gvuras are nimtak. And that's why bina is mevin dova, mitoch dova, mevin dova, mitoch dova. That's din, that's a dain, that's a din Torah. So maybe that's how it's mamtik it. By the dain being this dama milsa le milsa, he's taking the chelik of Torah of chochma, so to speak, into bina, by being this dama milsa le milsa, by taking it into bina. So then that's how the din is nimtak. That's what makes it into a din Torah. That's the vod. That's chochma bina and das. Chochma bina and das is Yisrael mishpatim and truma. Yisrael in matan Torah. Matan Torah. What does it says there? It says there v'chol ha'om roim es hakoyles, roim es hanishma. Pashas Yisrael is a re'iyadik amatzav. Re'iyadik, ponem beponem, diba Hashem imochem. That's a re'iyadik amatzav. Re'iyadik amatzav, that's a bechin of chochma. That's what only got Aseres Adibros, and everything is nichlal in Aseres Adibros. That's a bechin of re'iyah. When you see everything, you see one go, you see kilo, and everything's kol in it. Pashas Mishpatim is really bina. So that's why it's Mishpatim. Mishpatim is dayanim. That's the Hilchas Dayanim. So that's the Hilchas Dayanim. After Chachu, you have Bina. After Yisrael, you have Mishpatim. And that's the Bechina of Bina. And Bina is Mevin Dova Metech Dova. And that's the Parasha of Dayanim. Truma is really Das. Right? Because Truma is the Mishkan. The Mishkan Das is Ischabrus. Ischabrus is the Mischaber Shemaim Oris. It's the Bechina of the Mishkan, which is the Bechina of Das. And that's the three Moichin, Chachma, Bina, and Das. Those are the three parshas. You see from there that the same vod, the mishpatim is the chelak of bina of Torah, chelak of bina of Torah, and that's the yain, the mayin that goes into the yain, and makes a mizuk, makes a hamtaka for the bina that's sher shagvuras, and there gufa ha gufa there it's nimtak. That's why the Yom Kippur we said is the sod of Bina, and Rosh Hashanah goes into Yom Kippur, and that's where the din goes into thing. Klal Yisrael were Chas V'Shalom after the Chetah Egel, the din was Tevea the Misa. Rosh Rabbeinu came down with the Luchas Shnius in Yom Kippur. Luchas Shnius is the Torah Shebal Peh, which is Rabbanim Dayanim. And therefore, the din that came as a result of the Egel was Nimtak by coming down with the Luchas, which is Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Chelek of Chachomim and Dayanim, and that's the Hamtoka of the din. And then Klal Yisrael and Yom Kippur Yotze Zakeh. That's the Misuk. That's why Yom Kippur is in Bina. It's the din Torah. The din of Rosh Hashanah comes into the Luchas Shnius on Yom Kippur. That's Din Torah, and which Chelik of Torah Bina, Yom Kippur is the day of Bina, and that's the Hamtoka B'Shorosh. And that's what happened with Yaakov Avinu and Yitzchok, Din to Yaakov, and that's Din Torah. That's why that was the matzav of a Din Torah, and that's why Yaakov bought his father wine. Yaakov bought his father wine because wine is Bina, and this is the Hamtoka. Arizal says that if you give it to Esav, Esav takes the yain and makes it into dam. You give Yaakov, you know, takes the yain and puts it with mayim, and that's Hamtok. Adinu b'soyd Yitzchok, shemesh matzino. Yechal, pishu chazal, shiro gehen, yim psuch atachtof. Kamo ikin gam ken kan. Oh, kshmetabim, oh, so maybe that's the biggest, another sod over here as well. I'm also going to our cause. He says sheke. He hasn't said it, he's going to say it in a minute. We speak the burim in Bezdin, and somebody says sheker. You're giving koyach to the klipper, not just giving koyach, giving din the koyach to the klipper, because you're talking in Bezdin. The person says a sheker in Bezdin, so again, you know, he's swearing with the law, whatever you call it in English, right? He's mamish b'shem, he's in Bezdin, b'shem din, he's saying sheker. So what happens? He gives dinim are powerful. Dinim is gvura. He gives that to the klipper. The klipper, by very definition, is sheker, right? Because elohim acherim, that's sheker. Is there elohim acherim? Is there anything else? The emes is bilti l'ashem levado, einad levado. So the musig of the klipper is a sheker dika musig bichlal. It's elohim acherim. Sitra achra. There is the emes an achra. There is something else. Chas v'shalom is nothing else. So the person speaks din sheker, he takes that din and he gives it to the makor of sheker. Who's the makor of sheker? The klipper, the sitra achra. He is sheker. There's no bigger sheker than acherim. There's no bigger sheker than sitra achra. That's why it's called sitra achra. That's the goof of the sheker. So if a person speaks sheker in bezdin, in din, in the name of din, he speaks sheker, he gives sheker to the klipper. He gives din, I mean, to the klipper, because the klipper is sheker. A person says a sheker, so then he's giving straight away to the klipper. Yaakov Avinu is titan emes li Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is the one who stopped the klipper from getting yinik. That's the bechin of Yaakov Avinu. That's why Yaakov Avinu had kulay mitose shleime. All his children were tzaddikim. Binyamin was the last one. He was never choyte. In other words, Yaakov sealed the idea that the klipper doesn't have a yinik. Because the whole Indian of klipper is achra. Holding in a klipper is achra. Sitra achra. That's sheker. Yaakov Avinu is titan emes li Yaakov. Since his middle was MS, so by Yaakov Avinu there's only bilti l'Hashem levadai. Yaakov Avinu is only bilti l'Hashem levadai. So Yaakov Avinu is only bilti l'Hashem levadai. So maybe the MS of Yaakov is hepach the sheker of the sitra achra. The MS of Yaakov destroys the sheker of the sitra achra. And made a taker. That's why he was zoicha. There is no unique of sitra achra from his tzeitzov. Somebody who's middle is the MS. So then there's no achra. There's no achra because that achra is the sheker. So then this taka, there's no klipper that comes out of him. Avram and Yitzchak, they had a klipper, they had a Yitzchak, they had a Yishmael, and they had an Esav. But Yaakov Avinu is titan emes. If there's only emes, there's no achra. If there's no achra, there's no unique for the achra. So then there's a bechin of mitos shleiman. And Davke Binyamin, who was the chosim of all his children, he was never choite. If he was one of those who was never choite, pirushoi, never choite meaning he never gave a unique to the klipper. That's the destruction of the klipper. So a person speaks sheker, so he gives koyach the klipper. Shem dabe bo yisi is sheker. That's the sod. You know, it says Chazal say the sheker in the raglaim. Emes has got raglaim. So Esav is the klipper. Sitra achra is sheker. So that's the vayiga bekafi yerecha. Yaakov Avinu is limping. He's trying to hire Emes as raglaim. Sheker hasn't got raglaim. So Esav's got no raglaim. So Mela tries to make Yaakov limp. So Yaakov Avinu also loses raglaim, and therefore Emes So when an emes loses the raglayim, then Esau can penetrate Yaakov Avinu. That's the word. Yizrach le'ashemesh. Rabban Shalom healed Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov's not allowed to limp. Yaakov stands for the emes, and the emes is yesh le'raglayim. He's not allowed to limp. Esau hasn't got raglayim. Esau is the nochash. The nochash had no nixa to relay raglov. Raglov is only emes, and he was the first one to say a sheker. The nochash. He says ve'yisam kelekim. Ve'yisam kelekim. Kilo, and he says me'eitz bara v'ochad esaylamos. He was a shakran. He's a shakran. The sheker doesn't have raglayim. Nochash doesn't have raglayim. So then Esau also doesn't have bechinas raglayim. Esau doesn't have the bechinas raglayim. That's why Esau wasn't zeicher to the parnasa. The brachas were ashiras parnasa. Right? It says that Mamoinu shel adam amida el raglov. That's the lashon of Chazal. Mamoinu shel adam amida el raglov. Nochash hasn't got raglayim. He doesn't need parnasa. That's why Hashem told the nochash, you can eat offa. You don't need parnasa. You always eat offa because Mamoinu shel adam amida el raglov. Nochash doesn't need parnasa, and Esau hasn't got raglayim, so he doesn't need the brachas. Shatas Yaakov's got raglayim, and Esau tries to cripple Yaakov's raglayim. Aber emes is yesh le'raglayim nekuda in malasot, and therefore there's nowhere to get in bechlal. Hayizrach le'ashemesh, and Ben Shalom is merape Yaakov. So Yaakov knows Yaakov Yud Ekev. I've said so many times already that the Yud and Ekev no chiluk between Yaakov knows raglayim. Emes by Yaakov was so straight that his raglayim was the same bechin as his roish. Yud is the roish, the machshava. Ekev is the raglayim, the bottom of the raglayim. But Yaakov Avinu is all one bechina, because that's the bechina of emes. So Mela, therefore, Yaakov is emes. So Yaakov corresponds to din emes. Yaakov corresponds to din emes. Yitzchak giving Yaakov the brachas of Mechlal. Yitzchak and Yaakov is din Torah. That's din Torah, din emes. Esav, we said, didn't have raglayim. Esav is kitzayim bepiv. He's dumb a shakran. He fops his father, and he's this and that. He's a shakran. He's not straight. He's tzayid b'piv. Tzayid b'piv is hepech ha'emes. So therefore, he doesn't need the brachas. He should eat offer. So that's why there's an important. And that's why din. That's why gehenim is besucha tachteim. The person dying has to know that he's playing with fire. Playing with din is you're playing with fire. Because then you ma'ir adinim. Every din Torah is ma'ir adinim. However, dying has done din emes lamitoy. The dying has done din emes lamitoy. Spaket, he's mamtik the kind, he's keeping the key moilim, he's mekayim noilim. Al shloshet varam hoilim oimet. Ala emes, ala din, ala shalom. Right? So, emes and din. So, din emes, it's Yitzchak and Yaakov. Yitzchak is din and Yaakov is emes. And that keeps the thing going. And Yaakovinu zoichir vayove Yaakov shalom. It's the beginning of Yaakov, was the darga of shalom. Otherwise, a din which is no good is a churban ha'olam. A din which is emes is kiyim ha'olam. It's the bechin of Yaakov ha'olam. Yaakov Avinu is the bechin of kiyim. Esav and Rosha is the bechin of hashchos of destruction. So by Yaakov Avinu you have all three bechinas. You have emes, tetanemes liyakov. You have din, right? His mom took the din. That's the bechin of din toyer. Din emes, and you have the bechin of shalom. Ayav Yaakov shalom. Corresponds to Yaakov, who is Shlemus. Shlemus is what his mitos is Shlema, his children were Shlemus, everything by Yaakovino is the darga of Shlemus. Emes and Din Hashon. But a person has to know that if he's Chas V'Shalom takes Din and he's Ma'avis the Din, so Din Emes is Kima Oilam, so Hepecha Din is Shchosas Oilam. It's B'chin of Gehenim. So every Dayan has to know that's what's going on over here. And the Dayan has to find the Shakran. Has to be Yotza Din. The Din has to go Al Pi Emes Al Pi Din Torah, and then that causes a Merdei Gam Toka. When it becomes a Din Torah, then it becomes a Merdei Gam Toka. So that's why Mizdama Milsa La Milsa, which is Bina, which is on top of the Dinim. That's the purpose of the Dayanim, that they can bring on top of the Dinim. The Taka B'Shas the Din, they're standing there in Gehenim is B'Suchat Achteim, because that's the Koyach of Din. But by then Paskening Mizdama La Milsa, they bring that into Bina. Bina is the on top of the Dinim. The Yain with the Mayim, Bina is the on top of the Dinim. And then, as he says, and then when the Makabal is a Din, is the Paldik Azach and Yiddish Adin Torah. Kiru, the both parties should go out happy, right? So he finishes up with Achakach Shemakabel. First, he's a shakran, one of the bali dinim, and then when he's makabel asadin, mevinas dibur namakam kedusha. That's amdaka. That's v'zeh. Kshayim dolefenach yu benachak rishayim. Kshenftarim yu benachak zakayim. Achas shekiblu asadin. What do you mean? Who's zakayim over here? Both of them are zakayim. Both of them are zakayim. I really just said somebody's guilty of it. This is thought that the Bali Dinim go out happy and there's a Bechin of Zakon, everybody's Zakon over here. That's the Hamtok. That's the Mardik Hamtaka. After they pass in the din Torah properly, so then there was a Hamtaka to the din. When there's a Hamtaka to the din, so then the din bought a Hamtaka, a sweet thing. Sweet thing is they all feel sweet. Everybody feels Gishmak. This feeling, when once they pass in something, both sides feel, Kabbalah Sadin, both sides feel Gishmak, Kilo Bechinas Zakoin, they're both Zakoin. Shmak din Torah. If you finish up with both zakoin, once the sod, I already said one's guilty, one's zakoin. But the fact is, that's the, when they were paskin the din Torah up here, MS, they bought in that din Torah a ha'ara of misuk of hamtaka of a sweetening through their psak. Their psak was a hamtaka, and therefore the hamtaka is felt by both sides as well. But they feel up to certain hamtakas happened over here. They don't feel a strong rigid din anymore. Because they paskin the din Torah, and therefore even the other side that came out wrong and he was a shakran, nevertheless he feels this hamtaka as well. That's hamtaka of the din. There's no more gehenim psucha tachtei, and they paskin the din Torah properly, and then that's hamtaka of the din. That's the beginning of Yitzchak giving the brachas to Yaakov Avinu.
And that's
yeah. So it takes the din into rachmim. That's right. The din and the shutzvus is it makes a. No, this is Tesefes Bir on that. It's Tesefes Bir on that because the world is din, but the world din has got no kiyum. So by bringing the din into bina, you bring the din back into the sherish of din, and there's the hamtaka. There's kiyum hoyel. You take the din and your mom take the din b'sharasha in bina. That's why the yonim have to be misdame milsa lemilsa. The dine has to be the sun and the din. The sun and the din is on top of the shmak. It's not.
So no, it's also brought down sukkah. It's also not a shutif, my sabrishis.
Which way, Chiz?
Kol makayim, it's a sukkah.
Sukkah, yeah.
It's a shutif.
Yeah.
Sukkah is in the Kinegi Yagay.
Ah,
sukkah is also in the Shalom.
Mordek. Taka, that's the Shalom. I mean, both sides are happy. The Mordek Shalom that comes out of it. Din is period. The Mayim Aliyanim, the Mayim Tachtoinim, the period between on the second day of Yom Sheni Bris Oina, which is Kineged Din, was Taka period, and when your mum take the Din, there's no period, and it's Achdus, and that's the sod of both. That shows that there's a Hamtaka, that both sides are happy, both sides are Makabuk. Shniftoin Yimin Echad Goes Akon Miachash Kiblo Aleim Sadin. Kiblo Aleim Sadin. That's the Bechin of Shalem. That shows that there's been a Hamtaka. The Din is Nimtak, because Din always means period. That's why it didn't tire. There's two sides. There's a period over there. After you're paskind in a goyish court, when they go out, one guy's going to plan to kill the other guy. One who lost the money is planning, he hates him even more. And you know he's going to kill the guy, and he's going to kill the dying as well. In the goyish courts, in Italy, all these places, they have heavy defense on the judges. Everybody's out to kill them. In other words, that gevura was just more and more gevura. That's always the case. Even when they pass when somebody's guilty, it's always been an emus. Like we said last week, even when they have to kill someone, they have to execute somebody, it's been an emus. Yeshua told Ochon, Seder, you do tshuva, and it's all been an emus. It's all a mardik because the fact that Bezdin Paskin, the Din Torah, Lamite Shildava, that brought already a mardik Hamtaka to the world. And they feel the Hamtaka to the world. And therefore, it's all the Indian of the emus. That's a mardik important. When some of the drashas Sarana thing is how you come out of the din, so both sides are happy. It's all the end shows the hamtaka. Shows that there's no more gevura. Shows that gevura is nimtak. Gevura is nimtak is that brings to shalom. Din is period. Hamtaka is din brings to shalom.
So it's like a person should never go to court not up in the entire.
Our cause. Worst thing in the world, unless the Dayan and Paschal, you can go there. Sometimes they say that we can't help you over here if you get a heter to go there. But Stamazay, of course, it's Mamish Ma'or Gruz, it's exactly what it is. All the Bati Dinim of the Goyim, the Bechin of Ma'or Gruz, Mamish like Stoim, Kilo, you know, they all speak in the name of the law. And that the Goyim, that's the godless, they say, and we say in West Hanan, that what do the Goyim say when they see the Yiddish laws? See the Yiddish laws, what are they going to say? Beautiful psukim. Omro kol agoyim. Ve'eli mavati eschem chukim ha-mishpatim, kashetzivani Hashem elekoi. The din with the rachamim. Lasses came a care of heart. Hushmatem asisim ki hi chachmaschem ubinaschem. Leine ja am mach ich mon es khuk im eile und am am khakha und no ba goy godel ze kimi goy godel as lo ele kim even the middle sadin is craving me love ka shem ele kim of khol kareno of faket khol kareno ele that's a tata khol kareno ele shem listens to them what's it going to do with dinim over here so what I think is that kimi la godel as khuk im mishpat im tzadikim khol atar azis as shnay khin nis nifnay khamayim so far as says on this Sephardim says in this that by the goyim, the Sephardim says that you won't find a dayan that he's got his own interests. You know, every dayan that judges their own guy for their own interests, and the pshat is they're making din and they've got their own. They mean the ma'aviz is the din. They're paskin the way they want. They're paskin the way they want. So that's moir dinim, and it's giving dinim over to shek. It's giving dinim over to it's a moir terrible din. So yid chasron goes to arkois. He makes din out of arkois. So he's taking din in a mocking where there's no shayach hamtaka. Going to a din tire, you're taking din in order to make a hamtaka. Person takes chas v'shalom a din to a goy, it's not din tire, so it's a din that's ma'ir even more gevuris. It's ma'ir a terrible, terrible gevuris. It's going to be a din tire. It's going to be Yitzchak giving to Yaakov. You take a mid of gevura, which is din, and you take it to Esav, you take it to the goy, you take it to that course. So Arizal says that makes the yain into dam. It takes the midasa, it takes the bino, kilu, makes it into even more gevuris. It's a terrible zach. That's the Indian. It goes the same as you saw. Tachlis of Din is to bring Din to Hamtok. That's why Yitzchak Avinu gave the brachas to Yaakov. Yaakov was Mamtik Dinim. And that's the Indian. When Kishneftarim, you benechak as a coin, they both come out. Both Bali Dinim come out and they feel the MS, and that's Hamtok. Okay.